And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired. We're talking about video games, comic books, music. Well, sometimes when Joe's around, movies, TV, technology, and TLDR, smart things. Yeah, we're gonna TLDR smart things.
He really hosed it up this time, Bill.
I was even staring at it. I didn't care. I do what I want.
I guess you can. I'll allow it this time.
Oh, good to know.
Just because you forced me to be here.
And you would be a tech.
Help. Help, I'm forced to be here. I have no other choice. I am trapped inside of your smart device. Let me out.
Your podcast thingamajig?
Yeah. Whatever you're listening to this on, that's what I'm trapped in.
Ah.
I guess to be credible, I'd have to say what it is. And then they're like, he really is.
Hey, actually, here in a bit, we'll be on Spotify.
That's weird.
I know. Apparently, Spotify does podcasts.
I was not aware of such a thing.
Yeah, found that out. I was like, hey, let's do that. Actually, we might already be on it. I haven't checked in like the last couple hours.
Oh, so you just recently added it to Spotify.
Well, you have to go through the approval process, which is like iTunes. It takes probably like all day.
Does iTunes like do a no swearing deal? Or?
Oh, you can do.
You just got to tell them whether or not you do swear.
Yes.
And then they verify it.
And they're like, good job. Well, if you get reports.
If you get flagged as a cursor.
Yeah. Is it as hard as getting a passport?
Actually, I think it's easy. Well, no, I think it's easier than getting a passport because I can just go click, click, and here's information. So I didn't think it was that complicated. But we'll introduce Anna now.
That was Anna you guys heard.
Yep, that's me.
And I'm Ted.
I already said that.
Yep, we have a Ted. We also have...
Bill.
Ooh, there's a Bill.
I was just going to breathe heavily into the microphone when you introduced me today, but I forgot I was going to do that and started talking instead.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I can't stop talking.
Well, fine. I'll give you something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Where can our listeners listen to us, Bill?
They can listen to us on their favorite devices through iTunes and... Stitcher and Google Play and soon Spotify, or on their smart devices, their assistants like Google's and Echo's.
How can they support us as well?
They can support us through Patreon. Patreon.com/geeksarewired. And you can get the podcast early, depending on your tier. And you also can chat with us in the Discord group. There was a lot of chat this week.
Was that sarcasm?
No, there was actually a lot. We were chatting about Solo and...
Oh, it's coming out, what, next week?
This weekend. So by the time the podcast goes up for normal non-Patreon people,
it will be out. Oh. That's exciting.
And Harrison Ford grumbled with his raving review. He grumbled... Four grumbles out of four.
I thought he wasn't going to see it.
Apparently he saw it.
Do you think he was forced to see it?
I think this movie had a lot of, didn't want to watch this, and this is stupid. How come they keep on doing these, even though there would have been a day? They're like, we wanted a Han Solo movie. So you can't please people. You can't not please people. I've been hearing good stuff about it.
I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah. I ended up having to look it up because Joe is so, I'm not watching this. It's just another Star Wars movie. And there's a lot of those people out there like, I'm not going to watch this. This isn't the main and I don't care. I'm like, fine. But I've heard it's worth a watch. It's actually, it's not going to be your favorite Star Wars movie. It's not going to be your least favorite Star Wars movie.
I don't have a least favorite Star Wars movie. They were all good.
Good.
Except for Rogue One.
Rogue One.
I'm trolling you. It didn't work.
Yeah. I like Jar Jar Binks.
Most people do.
He's my favorite.
Well, most people like you, Bill.
Oh, okay. That works. So, what else do we got? We have, actually with Google, they're changing things up. So, they have their YouTube Red.
Not to be confused with RedTube.
Yeah, no, don't go there.
Well, I mean, you can, but just do it from the security of your own home.
Yes. Just don't get those two confused. Let's go with that.
Yes. Like whitehouse.gov and whitehouse.com.
I think the White House got the .com finally.
Well.
Back in the day.
Political statements aside, they're probably the same thing now.
Yeah. But they are Google.
Whitehouse.gov or whitehouse.com might be more child appropriate these days.
Yeah. School safe. But so Alphabet, the owners of all things Google.
Of everything, really.
Yeah.
Our new lords and masters, Alphabet.
They are going to shut down YouTube Red.
Already?
Already. It's been around for some time.
Like a year.
Is it really? I thought it's been like two or three.
I don't think it's been that long at all.
It first launched in 2015.
It doesn't seem that long.
It's like 3 years ago. Well, okay, maybe two, depending on when in 2015.
That didn't take long.
Yeah.
Did they say why they were shutting it down?
They are replacing it with YouTube Premium. Which, so if you get the, if you currently have your free your YouTube Red account, you get music and YouTube. I'll include that for $9.99 a month. After this change, YouTube Music, they're going to still have, or they're going to have a YouTube Music, which will be free. YouTube, so kind of like free Pandora, probably, stuff like that. You're going to have a YouTube Music Premium, which is now $9.99. So that gets you ad-free music, listen in the background, and download your stuff. And then there's the YouTube Premium, which is now going to be $11.99. It's an extra $2 than YouTube Red for this, and you'll get music and ads for YouTube. You can play YouTube videos in the background. You can download them. And you get the YouTube originals.
Cobra Kai.
We can talk about that. Have you seen that?
Patton Oswalt said it was really good, but I haven't watched it yet.
No.
The first episode is free, or the first couple episodes maybe, it was advertising available free on YouTube. So I wanted to check it out, but I'm really lazy.
Mm.
Plus, I really like Overwatch these days, so...
Yeah, I can see.
I think I tried like 3 months trial of that YouTube Red, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice, because then I don't have to keep my phone on to listen to all the music that I want to from YouTube.
Like the screen on.
Yeah, with the screen on and actually kill my battery on my phone.
Yeah. And you have the YouTube Music app, which you can also like just mute. So it only plays music instead of having to go through YouTube and the videos.
Yeah, and I like the ad-free.
Yes.
Makes it so much better. The experience is better.
What do you guys have against capitalism?
I don't have anything against it. That's why I'm paying my
monthly service. Don't want to see ads. The heck's wrong with you guys?
I actually, subscribers are better for YouTube than commercials. It's a guaranteed source of income for YouTube. They know exactly how much they're going to have. Every time, where the ads, it's always a hit or miss, and people can drop out, or maybe not. It won't match that certain criteria for that group of people.
People can unsubscribe.
Yeah, but there's less people unsubscribing than people that are staying with it.
Okay.
What I'm curious about is the family plan, because they haven't talked anything about that. Because currently the family plan is $15 a month. You get six people. And that same plan, if you were to do six people in, yeah, $12, you start adding up really fast. So if you have a family plan, it could get quite expensive. And especially where Spotify has
so they're just plan. Rebranding Red, really.
Well, they're rebranding it, and they're breaking apart music. Plus, also, Google Music is going away and will be replaced by YouTube Music.
Because Google owns YouTube, right?
Yes.
So they have the rights to...
Well, Alphabet owns YouTube.
Okay.
I know. It really doesn't matter, though.
They're just really fond of rebranding.
They're extra couple dollars for the same stuff. And the only thing is, I admit, okay, I watch Cobra Kai. Okay, I still think YouTube is very bad at, you know, TV shows and all that. I do admit Cobra Kai was kind of nice where they did the Netflix style and just went, here's the show. Here's the entire season.
Were they doing, like, one episode at a time for a while or something?
Yeah, there was a lot of shows that were one episode a week. And there was a really cool time travel one, and I was kind of watching it. And YouTube makes it really hard to, like...
Know when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, tell me when it's happening. Going back to this, because especially where I had Chromecast, saying, hey, play this show, and it starts at episode one again. And I'm like, so between not forgetting it existed because YouTube wouldn't tell me it's on, or not being able to watch it the next episode, or even come back to the same spot... I lost interest. Cobra Kai, if you like The Karate Kid, it's good. It's fun. I admit I made it halfway through and I can't do anymore.
The preview looked good. Like, I'm going to teach you do karate. And then Daniel Caruso's all like, not if I have anything to say about it. And then, no, that was it.
Yeah. No, you actually just wrapped the entire
show.
And then
you're like, oh my gosh, it's The Karate Kid. Remember that one time he played guitar on that one movie that has the same name as the Britney Spears movie, so you can never find it?
Is Cobra Kai a series, or is it just like...
Yeah, it's a series.
It's like six? I forgot how many.
I was going to watch it the other day before we were going to bed, but I wanted to give it the attention it deserved while I was cooking dinner.
Actually, I liked how somebody made fun of it. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. Cobra K.
I don't get it.
The Kai looks like it's K.
No, I still don't get it.
Okay. They were making fun of it.
K.
K-A-I?
What does K mean?
No, just somebody not knowing the pronounced Kai.
They're just pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I ruined your joke.
Meh.
I'm tired.
It happens.
I blame Canada. Seems like everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
It's 10 episodes.
It's not even a real country anyways.
Except for, you know, all these great things. Like, Deadpool came from...
They did burn down the White House once. Yeah.
Canada did?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
The war of, 1812, I think? 1912?
Should
I
was Canada?
Know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep, and the White House burned, and they're the ones to do it. There's a song about it and everything.
So Cobra Kai has Ralph Macchio.
Yes. It has the series. These are actually the, you know, William or Billy Zepka and Ralph Macchio. They are the original characters from the old.
The original Karate
Yeah,
Kid.
The original movie. Yeah.
What about the girlfriend lady? Is she in it too?
As of now, no.
Maybe she could be his ex-wife.
It's just more of his ex-girlfriend. They've acknowledged her existence. Mm-hmm. After high school, after he won his two champions for junior and senior year, he dumped her.
With an illegal move?
Yeah, the first one was an illegal move.
It's not illegal if they don't call it.
There you go.
Who said it was illegal anyways?
Well, the rules were it's above the... it's a kick above the shoulders or something like that. So defines it as an illegal move.
Where did he hit him?
In the face.
No, he didn't.
Hey, he kicked him in the face.
I gotta watch that again.
Watch the first episode. They reshow it.
Did they say it was an illegal move?
He says it's an illegal move. They actually defined both of them that did illegal moves. Because they both did illegal moves.
Sounds like the real villain of the Karate Kid was the people who put on that freaking tournament. No?
Maybe.
You don't think so?
That's why karate stayed in the 80s.
Because the tournaments. Well, there was tons of dirty tournaments in the 80s. Think about it. Like that one time that Jean-Claude Van Damme was up there fighting on the Kumite. And then like...
Was it a blood sport?
He got like crap put in his eyes. I mean, he still won because he can do the splits. But but like, I mean, shady stuff happens at those karate things.
Wait, was that karate or was that a different one?
Karate, whatever. Whatever. Now they'd call it mixed martial arts, but back then they just called it karate. It didn't matter. But that one was called a kumite or whatever.
Was it a blood sport?
I'm not acknowledging your question. That's the name of the movie, Anna.
I don't know if I watched that movie, Ted.
He does the splits.
He always does the splits.
Yeah, he always does in his movies.
That's how he kills bad guys. He does the splits. And they don't expect it.
Even more so if he's like in his underwear doing the splits.
Well, he practices by doing the splits between chairs.
Or counters.
In his room doing like splits Tai Chi or something. I don't even know what. Like he does this special Tai Chi that allows you to do it when you're doing the splits. And then, yeah, he just shows off to the ladies. What is he, like 80 now?
I'm sure. At least.
Probably. I'd look it up, but I have 1% left on my phone. It's very inconvenient.
Oh. He's 57. He kind of looks 80. That's what he gets for doing all those splits.
What happened to his cheeks?
He's old?
They're all sunken in.
It's weird looking. There's something wrong with his cheeks. Maybe he needs to eat a hamburger.
He has like, you know, 0.2 body fat. That's why.
I thought he was French, but that says he's Belgium. Belgian. Like the waffles. Weird. Super weird.
All right. So I have some great news.
Well, what's your news?
Star Wars. It's all for you. They're opening up a new Star Wars theme park in Disneyland.
Well, what the...
Next summer.
Why can't they put theme parks somewhere else?
And this is like the entire experience. And Disney World will be later next year.
Because where's Harry Potter Land?
Yeah, Universal Studios.
And where's Universal Studios? Right across the street from Disney whatever?
World.
I mean, I don't know that that's true, but they're in the same city, aren't they? Orlando?
Well, there's that, but Disneyland is in, you know, California.
The Disney one, whatever.
Which Disney?
I always mess them up.
World is in Florida.
I said Orlando.
Yes.
I don't know why you're being so pedantic. That's my job.
I'm taking your job. We're cross-functional. That's why.
Oh. That sounds very safe.
I know. It is.
Kill me.
Aw. Yeah, so they have all these new, because you get to experience everything, and it's fully immersive Disney.
I mean, it'll probably be good. The theme parks are just getting better and better, but maybe if there's enough of them, then when you go to one, you can actually do more than 3 rides a day. That would be cool.
And plus, Disney is also opening up Pandora. Even better than Star Wars.
Pandora.
Avatar. Like, if they were going to make a theme park based on Avatar, they could have at least done the right Avatar. Like, I'd love a place that, like, teaches you how to waterbend.
Or air. Or all that. Play with fire. That'd be fun.
I think waterbending.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't control people with airbending.
And firebenders are just erratic.
They'll just burn you. and you're their kids.
And if they're earthbenders, you know, they're just stubborn people. You can't get them to do anything.
Did it ever bother you that, like, it was the firebenders that could shoot lightning, not the wind airbenders?
Why would the air...
Because that's where lightning comes from.
Well, except for the idea was it was the fire tunneled down, and wouldn't the airbenders be able to do thunderclaps?
Well, the thunder would come after the lightning, sure, but...
But no, they could, like, smack the...
I just think that airbending, because you build up enough static electricity from, like, moving, you know, wind and stuff, and clouds or whatever, and then... I feel like lightning should be in the domain of airbenders.
Well, except for that would mean that airbenders, to make lightning, would have to, like, shift...
Make
the,
a huge storm.
Constantly shift air.
Oh, yeah.
While firebenders can literally just... It's like throwing the fire. You just throw it out of your hand.
And that's another thing. Firebenders can just create fire out of thin air. But waterbenders, earthbenders, and airbenders all require... The thing that they bend in order to bend it. Why don't firebenders need fire in order to bend it? That's ridiculous. You know what? I'm just getting pissed off. And we weren't even talking about that Avatar.
I would go to that, though, if it was Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
I could see that, like, they might set up, like, some of those stations where they have, like, the simulated hurricanes or, like, wind or...
Yeah.
Yeah, like it has a little camera on you, right? And if you do the move right, you feel a gust of wind come from a certain place, right? So they're like, oh, yeah, look, he did it. Yay.
Maybe for cool. water bending, there's like, because there's the hydro massage type things. They might be able to do something with that where it works out.
Or actually, how about the flyers? Where you put the strap a water rocket pack on your back and you fly around by... You know,
man, we're gonna make our own theme park.
I know. Either that, or somebody's just gonna, you know, take the money.
We're gonna call We're gonna call it copyright infringement. The theme park.
Yeah, the better theme park. But yeah, so
and it's gonna be in Idaho, so there'll be nobody there, and you can get on all the rides.
Yeah. So the Star Wars one is supposed to be a lot like Westworld idea of the theme park, where there's all.
Wait, are we gonna be able to kill people?
Only the robots.
Robots are people too, but whatever.
Only the non-AI robots.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure as long as I can reasonably say that I thought they were a robot when I killed them, I could get away with killing people.
But that's why...
I think that's a good defense. I think that would stand up in court.
That's like, why the devices cannot kill people. They don't work, like the guns. You can't shoot people with them.
That just doesn't make any sense.
At least that's the way the old movie was.
It's magic.
Yeah.
These guns work on only robots.
Because they don't have the heat source. It recognizes that you have a heat source. I cannot shoot you. The robot does not. I can shoot it.
So it would have more than just regular animatronics. It would be more AI, like where they would go into the theme park to interact.
Oh, yeah. No, they're supposed to be like all sorts of like, you will get put into a role of a Jedi or whatever else, and you go through the park and you... interact with other people or other things, or so it'll be like Disney more. Like, you're not just going to see, like, the idea of like who you see Mickey and Goofy through the park. Now, these characters are going to be there to interact with you. It's almost like a live action RPG.
Man, I would hate to be some of those people. Like, someone's wandering around as like Darth Maul, and like all the kids are just going up and hitting them with sticks. Like, that'd suck so bad.
I would love a lightsaber, though. I would totally
I guarantee
carry
you,
one of those around.
Anna, if I had a lightsaber, I guarantee you I would kill myself in the first day accidentally. Guaranteed. There's like, first I'd lose a finger, and I'd be like, oh, man, that sucked. And I'd, like, put it down and not touch it for a little bit. And then, like, I'd walk over to be like, oh, no, it'll be all right. And I'd turn it on, and it'd be, like, backwards or something. And disemboweled.
You just look down at it like Luke did the very first time. What's this?
right down the barrel.
Yep.
Well, as a little kid, wouldn't you want a lightsaber?
As an adult, I want a lightsaber.
Yeah, even as an adult, I want a lightsaber too. But
though
I
do realize how much damage that thing could cause.
It would, but I mean,
I can't even be trusted with razor blades.
Did you ever dream of having an actual lightsaber?
Yes, and
though?
Then I realized how clumsy I am. It's just not a good idea. This is also the reason I don't own any firearms.
See, at least those, unlike swords and knives and lightsabers, you point in a direction and don't look down the barrel.
You do the same thing with a lightsaber.
Well, those you could drop and it would just...
You could drop a gun and it might go off.
I feel much safer on a gun over a lightsaber. Huh? Plus, what if you got the unlucky double-bladed one? Then you're really just like, oh, there's another side to this.
Oh, or the one with the side guard for no reason?
Yeah. Just extra fire coming out of the edges?
Yeah. Like, why?
It's fun.
I'm just in a sour mood.
Go to the theme park. Go to Avatar. The good one, not the bad one.
Avatar Land.
Airbender Land.
I want a Star Trek theme world.
Isn't that called Comic-Cons? No, that's just Star Trek Con.
No, I just want a theme park based on Star Trek. Where they like put you in a teleporter and disintegrate you with fire and then put you back together 20 feet away.
You can play a game called Artemis, and that would actually simulate actually playing Star Trek.
Well, from apparently last October, there's rumors about Universal getting one where they're going to lose... all the Marvel stuff. There has to be something to replace it.
Wait, I'm confused. Oh, never mind.
You said Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
I was like,
I'm dumb.
The other stars.
That's it. Dumb.
You did. Yeah,
The good star movies and shows and everything. You know, speaking of which,
I enjoyed them.
It really disturbed me how much of my childhood was based on marketing toys to me. Don't watch the toys that made us.
Oh,
it's so depressing.
How many of
all the cartoons that you loved as a kid were just marketing ploys to get you to buy their dang toys. And it got much more obvious as they went on. But like He-Man, which just made so they can sell their stupid little toys. G.I. Joe, the cartoon.
Well, in the 80s, G.I. Joe. Prior to that, it was America.
No, but they didn't have a cartoon until they wanted to relaunch G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Like, and they started with a comic book and they went to comic. Same with He-Man. I mean, of course, like the lesser known shows like Mask, that was totally just, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, the second season comes out in
Transformers.
May. Yeah, the second season includes Legos, Transformers, Hello Kitty, and Star Trek. So they got four more episodes coming out here soon.
At least the Star Wars didn't come out with, like, as a marketing device for it. Like, I always just assumed that, like, someone came up with the idea for G.I. Joe and then, like, made toys based off of it. Like Star Wars. But no, it's the other way around.
Wait.
That's like Barbie. What do you mean, wait?
No, okay, so I don't know what you mean. Like, G.I. Joe was from, like, way back.
Yeah. And so... But it wasn't a cartoon or a comic book. It was the toy.
Yeah, it was just the toy. The
right.
Toy. It was a boy's doll.
Right, yes. And then, in order to more properly market the toy...
Decades later.
They came out with a comic book and then a cartoon to market the toy. Like, the cartoons were not built as, like... a thing for, you know, entertainment or art. No one came up with the idea of like, oh, G.I. Joe, and here's these characters and blah, blah, blah. No, they're like, here's this little piece of hunk of plastic that we want to sell to unwitting kids. How can we make that happen? Oh, we'll make a cartoon out of it.
Okay. So like Star Wars, there was a story.
Yes,
and then
Star
they made
Wars.
Toys.
Yeah, Star Wars, the story, the movie, everything was coming together. And they were like, let's also release these toys because the kids are going to like this. Right? So... the movie was not to drive the cheap pieces of plastic. The cheap pieces of plastic came later so that you could act out the show.
Yeah. So what do you think of Barbie's origin?
I like the idea of prostitutes.
Or handing somebody a doll. Be like, this is what we're doing tonight. That's what she was originally.
No, I got it. Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
People need to get it on. And it's
quite the interesting
it's
origin.
It's hard when it's taboo to talk about things. So.
Lots of invention from a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Her bendable knees and invented by a rocket scientist.
Well, I mean, NASA drives a lot of technological advances.
Yeah. I still recommend watching it, even though... So have you seen the new Thundercats Roar?
Is this like Teen Titans Go? Because...
It's like the it's gonna stick to the original style of Thundercats. They're supposed to, the original, not the good reboot that they did not too long ago. That was actually a good Thundercat, even compared to the original.
That looks like an insult to Steven Universe and the Thundercats at the same time.
Yes.
I never really watched the Thundercats.
Okay, so the original Thundercats. Is an 80s idea.
And you know what? Probably built to sell the dang toys.
Pretty much. So they're on like Third Earth. And they're trying to make their way through. But this original 80s story was very vague. And they kind of built on it. But it was more like the idea of selling toys. Or just kind of pushing out the, start the story. And the story called a week.
There was a character whose name was Snarf that just said the word Snarf all the time. Like, they weren't even trying. How much coke did those guys do? I mean, he said other things, but...
He definitely said a lot of Snarf.
I'm talking about Thundercats. I must be in a bad mood.
Did you guys have these type of toys growing up?
Well, secondhand, but yeah.
I didn't have any Thundercats, but I had Silverhawks.
those are like the Kmart Thundercats.
No, that was actually a really cool show. Did you ever watch Thunder or Silverhawks?
Yeah, it was like the cheap. It's like GoBots.
No, it's not. Silverhawks is actually pretty good, but we're talking the 80s.
I did have a She-Ra doll when I was younger. Yeah,
I actually had both sides of the sword for He-Man and Skeletor go together.
I didn't have that.
I
you didn't have the She-Ra sword.
Almost all my action figures were like secondhand. So,
I got the Castle Grayskull from the local DI.
Yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
That's where my toys came from too.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Some were new. Many were from. But yeah, somebody must have been like randomly donating all a bunch of He-Man toys, and my collection went from a couple to. A lot. Because show up to the DI like, hey, I want this one. Okay. $2. Great. Sold.
I still haven't gone into the DI and found a Psy. I feel like Napoleon Dynamite has lied to me.
Well, it was a time. It was at a time.
Lied to me.
Yeah. So, but the Thundercats, they rebooted it like 5 or 6 years ago. A good story, good stuff.
Yeah, I don't...
Thundercats Roar.
I think it's best just to leave my childhood in my childhood. It's not like the new shows are going to change the original shows, right? They might force, like, make me want to, like, watch the old show again and then realize how much that sucked. And that, in that way, they could, like, make me realize that I was just garbage when I was a kid. But, whatever.
I don't need to go watch them. It's like, what's it called? Voltron on Netflix. Doesn't make me want to go watch the old stuff. I tried watching them a little bit. Went, nope, stay there. Stay in my childhood. The new ones, they've made it for my age. It has a good story.
Yeah. They should just bring back Cowboy Bebop. Spike didn't die.
I watched old cartoons from the 80s. Like,
some are good, some are not. Oh, God, about that.
Yeah. Jim and the Holograms is one that I went back and watched.
And
it was worth watching.
Okay.
However, I would not want to watch the new live action movie that they came out with.
Oh, is it like the Josie and the Pussycats movie they remade?
I believe so, but they messed up on the story altogether.
See, that's the problem, is you also cannot hold on to the story on remakes.
But I love the story of Jim and the Holograms, and they did not do it right. I have not watched the live action movie.
Yeah. I almost bought it for her.
I don't think I'll ever watch it unless like I don't pay anything for it and just stumble upon it. And
it shows up on your Netflix queue one day.
And then eventually watch it.
I've got some time.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, I do like the nostalgia of that when I first watched it. I still like watching it. Ted doesn't like when I just like start playing it again. It's fun though.
It's okay.
Nostalgia.
She can watch the shows that she liked. I watch a lot of garbage, so she probably gets sick of watching Steven Universe over and over and over again, or My Name is Earl, or whatever.
Those are good shows, though. I would rewatch those.
Are you into Rick and Morty, Ted?
Yeah.
Did you hear about their...
Yeah, 70 new episodes?
Yeah.
This year?
No, that'd be quite interesting. That'd be quite the run for them.
They can just get the people who do Futurama, like the Koreans that draw Futurama. And actually, there's... never mind. That's Steven Universe.
Oh.
I was going to say there was reference to like having it drawn in Korea in the show, but it turns out that was Steven Universe. So,
okay. How about back to Disney? More Disney.
What about Disney?
They're being challenged to buy Fox. Disney was going to like ante up all the money and buy Fox. Comcast officially stepped up. But they haven't said how much they're bidding publicly yet.
I really think that once your company gets to a certain size, it shouldn't be allowed to like grow by acquisition anymore. It's never a good thing. Like, usually when one company acquires another company, like, really all they're acquiring is the name. Like, all the people that were working in the other company, like, end up getting let go, except for maybe some executives. And, you know, it's just a bad deal for the little guy. It's only a good deal for the big people. They'll acquire the infrastructure and the name and then get rid of all the human elements. So I really think that these sort of conglomerations shouldn't be allowed. Plus, if you're getting your media from one source, you're not like, diversity is a good thing. And so if you're not getting a full picture of reality, you're only getting one person's view of it. So I think diversity in media is a necessary thing.
So no Umbrella Corps?
Yeah. Yep. YouTube should be its own company, not a Google subsidiary.
Well, how else would Google put out their stuff?
Well, I mean, they could...
Actually, they don't put out stuff as it is, really.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, Google acquired YouTube. Microsoft acquired Hotmail. Like, instead of, like, doing it themselves, they just find someone that already did the thing and, you know.
But isn't that the dream? You know, make something that some big company wants to buy.
No.
Then you don't have to make it anymore. it's gone. I'm out.
I don't think so. So, like, if I came up with, like, the next big thing and I made, you know.
So you made Twitter.
I make Twitter. And then AOL comes to me and is like, hey, we'll buy you out for $1 billion. Like, I would be tempted. But
But, or, you know, even a couple million, right? Whatever, yeah. Like a hefty sum.
Depending
more than
on
I
how
make
many people you,
per year for it.
Made it with, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I would be tempted because, you know, I like money, but but at the same time, like,
does
I would
blood,
just feel like
tears?
Crap after yeah. I sold it. And I don't know. I wouldn't. And then like anything that they did, like it'd be out of my control. And so, you know, I work as a software developer and we've added people recently and we've got certain different people, like adding their code to my project. And I don't like it.
It's yours. How dare they touch
it? It is. It's hard. I have an emotional attachment to this software that I've been developing for an insurance company. I mean, I work at, I'm just building a web app to sell insurance, but I'm emotionally invested in it because I put, you know, the last 4 years of my life into that. And just seeing someone do something in there, like I get very emotionally involved. Like I had someone challenge a paradigm that we were using and like I swore at him.
Oh,
I mean, I got heated. And
I think I figured out your bad mood. Why? Somebody's messing with your stuff.
Oh, I'm just tired.
It's Wednesday.
I've worked like 11 hours a day for the last three right. days. So
it's because you wanted all your stuff, all that stuff to be yours. Mine. Leave my stuff alone.
Yeah, it's time for a vacation, which is going to come on this week.
Yeah, you guys won't be here next week.
Yeah,
but.
And it's like I think I've kind of got senioritis in a way. Like right. I'm just need to get to freaking Friday. But at the same time, like other people are going on vacation, so my workload is heavier, and I'm like,
yep.
So I'll get through it. It'll be fine. Don't worry about me, dear listener. I won't be a jerk next time you hear me. I mean, not the next time I speak, because that will definitely be on this podcast, but the next podcast you listen with me in, it'll be back to my chipper
Theodore self.
Don't tell him my real name.
Oh. Sorry, Dad.
It gets interesting working with Bill and Ted.
It's an excellent adventure.
Yeah, or a bogus journey.
What else we got, Bill?
There's less and less truck drivers.
You know, is this about automation or just...
No, it's not.
They're having trouble finding truck drivers.
They're having trouble finding truck drivers. Nobody wants to work the long hours and have to force to get the product across the country without much sleep.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's mandated sleep.
Yeah, but they still go, hey, we would like this product from New York to California. We understand under normal conditions it'll take like 5 days, but we could whoever can do it in three gets the contract.
So this is where automation's going to happen. I mean, it's already happening. They've already, I mean, I think it was 2 years ago, I believe that I don't have the documents in front of me. This is just going from memory, but they have had a truck with someone in the cab just watching the electronics go.
Tesla.
That, I don't know who did it, but they delivered beer.
Yeah, Tesla.
Yeah. And that was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's happening and it's going to... So they say that... So this article is saying that trucker driver shortage is projected to triple within a decade if nothing changes. But the thing is the demand's going to drop when they can just make automated trucks.
Yeah.
And then you can just have someone sitting at night. I was
well,
thinking about the
need that.
Logistics. I think you do. I think...
No, there'll be a point... Currently, yes.
I think at a certain point that it will become fully automated and they'll just call out when, you know, when something goes wrong. But I think that if something breaks in the AI part, that, that they're going to need someone there like right away or whatever. But
so maybe you have a fleet of trucks and one person that can actually like switch out tires or stuff like that.
There? Perhaps. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's
even now, like the truck, the way those tires are made, you take off the part of it and you drive to the closest station and get it taken care of.
Well, it depends on which tire.
Yeah, true. Okay, there is that. I forgot there is.
You know, I worked for a trucking company for several years, and there was some crazy stuff that, you know, I mean, they were always pulling down electrical cabling. So if it's not a long haul trucker, like if they're just doing local deliveries, there was a lot of pulling down power lines and stuff like that. But we also had a driver whose front axle broke, and the entire wheel, not just the like the rubber part, but the entire thing, the rim and everything, came loose from the truck.
Wow.
Out by the airport in Chicago, and took down the fence.
Yeah.
And went rolling out onto the tarmac.
And especially if it's one of those that have like the spikes on it, for the bolts.
Oh, they all have the bolts on them and whatnot.
But I mean, no, some of them are more spiky than others.
Yeah, they stick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it just flew out. And, you know, the driver was kind of stuck at that point. So
just like that.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff that'll happen on those trucks because they just run all the time. And like the same truck, like the driver may change, but the same truck will be running 24/7 a lot of the times, even in what, I mean, we did what was called less than a truckload. So the truck would fill up with a lot of different people's stuff in it, different companies. And then it would go to a terminal and they would split all that out and put it in different trailers. And then the truck drivers would just go back and forth between two cities. So like one driver would go from like central Illinois to northern Illinois every night. They'd take two trailers up there and then they'd take two trailers back, and just every night they'd do that. And that's the only route they drove. And like those trucks, like when they'd like someone would do it at night and then they'd have day deliveries, and that same truck would be used in the morning to go pick up stuff that they were going to load and ship out again the same day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those trucks never stop and they wear down. So, yeah. I mean, you're going to need someone there that can handle that. And I imagine like there's going to be some sort of legislation that says that, you know, you got to have someone watching it or whatever, but those people aren't necessarily going to be truck drivers.
Yeah. They wouldn't have to be.
They just be there to like shut it down.
Or even they could be a mechanic at that point. They're not a driver. They're just like, I'm there to like shift things around or.
Yeah. Help. But I don't think, like, if you think about it, like you're trying to save money by making an automated truck, right?
Yeah.
So mechanics are expensive.
True.
So,
but if you have one mechanic for a fleet of 50 trucks.
Perhaps. But I more envision it like you just have someone making minimum wage that sits there and, you know, plays on his Game Boy.
True.
And sleeps and, you know, just does whatever, just sits in the vehicle. And
gets a warning when some event happens.
Yeah, like if the weather's going to be really bad, maybe he just tells the truck to go to the truck stop, and he, you know, maintains the levels once a day or whatever, but he just kind of sits there and
well, actually Tesla's even got stuff of having these battery chain stations. So these trucks drive themselves, they drive into a station, batteries get pulled out, new batteries get dropped in.
Mm-hmm.
The old batteries are solar charged, so it's not even pulling from the grid, and the trucks keep on going. So you just hit these stations every once in a while.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I can envision, I spent a lot of time thinking about this when I'm driving, actually. I can envision, like, at first, them like requiring people to be in there, and then as time goes on, like less and less people. But I think the main point is that we're not going to, in a decade, I don't even see truck driving as being a job.
Hmm.
Maybe
truck monitoring,
local deliveries. So one of the things,
because they're the people who will walk stuff into, you know, these little kiosks or whatever to like swap
so,
out stuff.
So I'm thinking more along the lines of like, so we would deliver treadmills. So they're too big for like FedEx.
Yeah.
Right? But they're too small to like...
But FedEx even has...
Go somewhere else. Yeah. So we'd take the trucks and we'd like drop them off at people's houses, which is usually when we were tearing down poles. But we'd just drop them on their front porch like this giant treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's stuff like that that happened. Okay. But also like certain companies will have to change their model if they want, you know, to embrace the future. Because right now there are companies that are attached to like Walmart and whatnot. Super Value is one of them. And what they do, like they have a very strict schedule that you have to meet. And when you go in and drop stuff off with them, you have to do all the work. Like you've got to take everything off the truck and you've got to, they have to meet these certain size requirements that they often don't meet. And so you've got to put everything on their pallets and do everything like that so that they'll fit in their conveyor belt system and whatnot. And so, you know, you've got to have someone to do that. So, I mean, there's a lot of like little things that will need to be worked out, but yeah, I don't see truck driving as a profession. And it's kind of scary for our nation, because if you look at like the most common job in a lot of the states, 70% truck drivers.
70% of all tonnage moved in the U.S. through truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are a lot of truck drivers out there today. And when they're all suddenly out of a job in the next 10 years, that's going to be a lot of unemployed people. I saw a meme on Facebook that was complaining about the self-checkout, saying don't go to the self-checkout because, you know, why should you do the job of a cashier for free? But I mean, self-checkout is way more convenient.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
Like people like that. Like some people like to talk to people, but a lot of people just want to get in and get out. Right. And then you have people with like anxiety issues that like have a hard time just interacting with people in general. But the main point is that we are going towards automation. It's going to happen. Wait, and we shouldn't fight against it. We should
see Google I/O.
The one where they call people and
they have Google call people for you.
I envision a future where like so Google I/O calls someone, right? It's all AI, right?
Mm.
So all during the call, it's making these high pitched tones that humans can't hear. And as soon as it determines that there's another AI on the line, they just like change to a more efficient mode of communication, like a modem, and like finish their conversation in like a quarter of the time.
Why not?
I just like, that's a fantasy of mine. That's just like thought about for a while. And the thing is that the calls aren't monitored, so nobody knows it's actually happening.
That's actually some of the question. So some states, because you have an AI, like if you could like listen to this talk afterwards, like, well, what did you say? But if you were recording, not all states have you have to have consent on both sides to to record it. Some of them only one side needs to, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting. I think it's a little scary too that, I mean, we are giving up some of our autonomy to these machines, and there are implications of that
convenience
need to be explored. Well, yeah, it is extremely convenient, but at the same time, like at a certain point, you know, we turned into Wall-E. Well, not Wall-E, because Wall-E was a robot, but I can't think of the names of the people in Wall-E.
The people, the humans in Wall-E, yeah.
Yeah, that just completely depended on their automation.
Well, what about, there was also like ancient Greece times. We now have time to start thinking again or pondering. Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah, or people aren't very good at thinking.
Or maybe we can, you know, leave this planet and go venture, you know, like Star Trek. Hey, you know, that wonderful future. Come on, they don't even have to make food. They just make it. The computer just makes it for them.
Tell that to Neelix.
Oh, is he just, he always makes food?
You never watched Voyager, did you?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, they saved energy by buying produce and having Neelix make it.
Ah. And there was characters, like, even in Deep Space Nine, there were people who liked to cook stuff.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I get your point. One of the problems is that as a culture, we seem to have a deep disdain for education. Mm. Like, it's really weird. Like, on one hand, like, people say, you know, education is so important, blah, blah, blah. But then on the other hand, they're like, well, there's certain things that we don't want to teach our kids. Like, you know, certain people don't want to teach their kids evolution, right? They don't want to teach them, like, science because it, you know, they disagree with it for whatever reason. People complain when they change the way that they teach math. They call it Common Core, even though it's just a different way to teach math. It has nothing
to
do really with Common
Core. Math is still math.
Right. And it's a phrasing issue, too, which really irritates the crap out of me. Because if you just phrased it like, oh, we'll teach you this really tricky way to do math so you can do it in your head really fast. And then people are like, oh, wow, that's so cool. But if you're like, we're going to teach everybody how to do this math in a way that helps them understand the numbers. Anyways, I've gone off on a tangent. People don't value education. You know, you can see it, and teachers don't get paid as much as they should. A lot of times, you know, if a student's doing poorly in class, a lot of times the attitude is, why is the teacher
not teaching them?
Yeah, why does the teacher have a problem? I see memes all the time that say, like, I never learned how to do my taxes or you know, change a tire or cook a meal in school. Well, that's bullcrap. You absolutely did. Like,
or you could have, but you didn't take that class.
Well, yeah, you didn't take shop class, so you don't know how to change a tire. But like, most schools require home ec, right?
Really?
Like, when I was going to school, it was required. You had to take one semester of home ec.
I had to take it too.
Yeah.
I didn't have to.
Yeah, but I mean, like, English teaches you basic, it teaches you how to comprehend, like, reading comprehension and
year after year
critical thinking. Math teaches you all you need to know to do your freaking taxes. Right? And
maybe it's the idea of applied, because I'll admit, with college there was a applied math, which actually kind of put it in a different mindset.
Applied math is just easy math, but
no, it's taking it and actually putting your numbers into something.
Mm-hmm. Because the
that's
math,
why it's easy.
The math that you use is actually generally easier than the more theoretical anyway. But anyways, I mean, people get upset when they have to do story problems. And that is literally taking the thing you just learned in a really theoretical way and applying it to the real world.
True.
Right? And all they do is complain and moan about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't care about, like, they just want a grade, and like, everybody just cares about that A or that B. They don't care that the concepts are picked up. So, yeah, I don't have a great hope for the future of people thinking. When people sit around and think, I do.
Be dangerous.
It could be a good thing, and there could be a lot of innovation where people don't have to work 10 hours a day to support their families because there's this outdated idea that if you don't work, you don't eat, which I think is it's really an outdated model.
Yeah. We can automate our food production. We can automate our, house building. We can automate, everyone can have the necessities for free. And then you can add on top of that.
But we live in a world full of Luddites, people afraid of change. They're just afraid of change.
True.
They don't want GMOs. They don't want automation. They don't want these things that are going to make their lives better.
But automation,
because they're afraid of
it, has been picking up more and more.
Well, because it's profitable.
Well, it is profitable, yes. But, like, more people are starting to get
automate their homes and
automate
like
their
that.
Homes and get assistance and all that.
Right. Well, so yeah,
and smartphones. Look, smartphones ended up coming, 20 years ago, everybody had a home phone? Come on, I got a phone book like a couple days ago. The thing's teeny tiny, mostly yellow.
Yeah. So
I remember when they were huge and tiny print.
I'm cautiously optimistic that our future is going to be better than our past, because it generally has been. Like,
it might suck for a moment. You might have these issues.
You always have the ups and downs and the swinging of the pendulum. Like, people, people get afraid of, like, because things have changed so fast, so they start getting regressive and going backwards, and then the pendulum swings back forward where people start progressing. And, and I mean, that's just a natural ebb and flow of that's the way the world works. But I think we're approaching a precipice where life is going to get scary for a lot of people if they keep the same mindset that they have now. And it's hard to change people's minds.
Well, the, you know, some big things. Actually, we probably should. We might talk about this in a couple of weeks when you get back.
Perhaps.
Because there's some good stuff from this we've talked about before. But we'll wrap things up. So, famous last words. Anna. Fine, I'm just kidding.
See you guys next time.
Humans need not apply.